I use BibleGateway.com, and they have a verse that comes up every day. And I read yesterday's, like, well, that's just a nice supplement for what we're doing. So it's for Romans 1, 16 and 17. It's news I'm most proud to proclaim, this extraordinary message of God's powerful plan to rescue everyone who trusts God, starting with the Jews and then right on to everyone else. God's way of putting people right shows up in the acts of faith, confirming what Scripture has said all along. The person in right standing before God by trusting Him really lives. And I like that because, let's face it, I titled this More Miracles because this is a section of passage, these chapters, and they're sharing about all the miracles Jesus has done. So there's like more miracles and more miracles and more miracles. Like here it's just saying, you know, hey, we all came back. We reported. We met Jesus where we were supposed to, home base. Okay, but it's overcrowded. Let's try to go somewhere else. So they made the mistake. So yeah, let's all talk it over and say, okay, guys, hey, crowd, nothing personal, but go ahead and disperse. We're going to get in our boat and we're going to head across the water. And obviously they made the mistake of saying, we're going to such and such a flat and for some quiet time, just us together. And they went off on the boat. And then what happens? Everybody knew where they were going. So they said, hey. And remember the triangle, right? They were here. They're taking a boat across. Obviously, the wind wasn't as brisk as a good runner because they went around the lake, gathering people as they went around, knowing that they were going to stop at that one spot. And sure enough, when they got there, a huge crowd had already gathered. Wow. To have people want to see you, touch you, and be with you, that believe that God is working through Jesus, sharing God's love, and that if anything physical is wrong with you, all you had to do was touch that garment. Touch that garment, and you can be healed. Wow. But all the passages we read all had the same kind of thing in them, saying about God's love. In Psalm 89, verses 19 through 25, if you read, it says that he found David, his servant, poured holy oil on David's head. And then God promised to keep his hand steadily on David. And he promised to stick with David through thick and thin. Then it goes on and says, God is with David for good, and God will love. And it says, this is God speaking. I am with you for good. You can't get rid of me. I'm here. And I'll love you forever. Think about that. Isn't that what Jesus was trying to convey? God will love us and has loved us forever. But in the New Testament reading, we're going to Romans and Paul. And Romans what? We're in Jews. And the Jews, of course, were used to being separated and honored and part of the whole thing. But no, now it's time for what? You who were once out of it altogether are now in on everything. Hear that? Those of you who were not Jewish and didn't know about this God's love are now part of everything. Christ came and preached peace to all you outsiders, and peace to us insiders. Through Him, through Jesus, we both share the same Spirit and have equal access to God. It's a shame most countries don't realize that peace is what God wants. There's no religion that should say, hey, start war because they're not like you. Jesus says, and God says, I love everyone right where you're at. And I want you to know I love you right where you're at. I want you to know I care. Remember what it says? God said to David, I am with you forever. You cannot get rid of me. I don't know if you saw midweek meditation, but I had a limb come down in my yard, a very healthy limb, that tried to overproduce leaves and fruit and everything, limbs. And it got so heavy that the base could not support it anymore, and boom, a healthy limb ended up on the ground. We as individuals are part of a structure of God's love for us. And we have the ability to help those around us, but also we have to remember what? We have our limitations. I'm sitting down because I have arthritis and my knees tend to get a little wobbly when I stand too long. Good reason. But it doesn't keep me from knowing God loves me unconditionally. God has given me a place to sit and the ability to talk to you from a sitting position. God is always with me. I was listening to SiriusXM, and they have a Amy Grant. No, it's Pandora. It has an Amy Grant station. And up came El Shaddai about God just praising El Shaddai out of Ronda Dayanai, I think it is. And then she also sang another one. I have decided. I like this one because I have decided that I am going to follow Jesus. I have decided to recognize God's love in my life. I have decided to turn away from things that avoided me or blocked God's love from getting to me where I couldn't see it happening because every day it's there. We just have to remember to look. God is always beside us. He promised. He's not going anywhere. Long ago, we were in the front part of the park, and there's this huge tree, several hundred years old. And we were under it because of sunshine or whatever, but it was shady, obviously summertime. And I told people, I said, you know, it's all individual decisions. Everything that happens in your life is an individual decision that you have made, you realize it or not. So if you think of God as a tree, sturdy, always there for you, giving you shade when you need it, producing fruit if you needed it, there to love you unconditionally. We as human beings have the right to what? Face the tree or do a 360? We could be dead on, or we could be slightly, I love God, but I still like this thing. I love God, and then there's the ones that just flat out 180 degrees have their back against God and have no idea God loves them unconditionally. If they did, they deny it. That God doesn't love me. I've done this and this and this. Don't you understand? God doesn't love me. How can he? I am such a bad person. God never said that. There is no one in this world, and there will be no one in this world that God does not love. It's the individuals that have to learn to look for that love. God works in many ways. I see it every day, and I thank God. This morning, I forget what it was. I was driving, and something opened up just at the right time. Yep, I need to get over so I could get off the interstate, and it all cleared out. There was no major traffic. Boom, I was right over. It's like, thanks, God. I appreciate your help on that. Every day, I see God helping me out. Every day, I know God loves me 100. I had decided what? To face God and recognize that love God has for me. I honestly can tell you that when I'm in a car, I know God's with me at all times. And I don't know about you, but when I belch, I said, excuse me, God. I was taught to say, excuse me, and God is always with me. I decided long ago that I knew God would always be there, helping me out, blessing me. And in this passage from Mark, when Jesus and them went, there's a big gap between verse 34 and verse 53, which is that last part. And I thought, well, what the heck happened between those that they're leaving them out? I'm thinking the lectionary probably wants to handle these two separately. One thing that happened between that first boat landing and the end, when they beached the boat at a different landing. Jesus fed the 5,000. All those people that gathered and wanted him and he started servicing them, he also fed them with what very little food, but he fed them. And then when they were headed out again, Jesus said, I need to stay behind and I'll catch up with you. I'll meet you at Gennesaret. I hope that's how you spell it. I'm going to meet you over there. Well, when it got beached, Jesus was already in the boat because what? He walked on water and calmed the storm and then they landed. So when they landed that boat, they were really grateful to have landed it because it was really rough coming across to get there. So there's so many times, what? Jesus never left them. God's love never left them. Sometimes, just like that limb, we try to do so much, too much, and we break. We all have our limits. God wants us to recognize them, but God will never, never fail you. God will always help you and be there with you. You have to remember God's love is eternal. It never goes away. It is always going to be blessing you, guiding you and helping you. Face that tree. Recognize that love. Be blessed by it. Acknowledge it. Praise God for all God does. So throughout this week, when you go to the store and all of a sudden that parking spot up front opens up because you're having a tiring day, thank God, because he loves you and gave you a place to park. When your work goes crazy and all of a sudden you realize you're way behind and what's going to happen and the person comes to your desk and says, hey, can I help you? That's God's love reaching out, saying, accept my love and say yes, and you'll have help. You see, we're not in this alone. We don't have to be that branch that's trying to do everything. There's only so much we can do, and God knows what we can handle. He doesn't ask any more from us than we can do. I was talking to my brother, I don't know if it was this week or next, and he had some relatives come through. I said, oh, no one comes down this way. And he said, well, how often do you call them? And that's a weakness of mine. When I relate to Simon and Garfunkel's I Am a Rock, it's because I'm a loner. Surprisingly enough, this loner gets in front of a camera and a group and says, hey, I'm here, I love you, and I want you to know God loves you, and that's my message. But as a loner, I tend not to call people. I tend not to, it used to be you didn't email. I do look at Facebook, but you probably don't get many Facebook posts from me. I'm just not that person that extends a hand and tries to reach out and say, hey, how are you doing? So don't feel, God knows my weaknesses and tries to help me out with all those. And when he gives me a nudge, I make sure I take it. And I try to be very open to those nudges because I know God wants to work through me. He wants me to share God's love with those around me, Lord. And same thing with you. We all have our limits. There's things we just don't seem to be able to handle well, and God knows that, but gives us other things. I love teaching. And God allowed me and allows me to teach right here, right now. God wants me to love, share his love with you. So if nothing else today, remember, God loves you unconditionally. And that you are made in the image of God. And God loves you. There's nothing else needed. You're accepted. Be blessed.